Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drake made up. Nah, because Drake made up, like, low-key, though.
Game changer.
He's a game changer. Bro, he's in his second year. I don't know if Cam's better than him. I don't know that. I think he's more talented, athletic. Yeah, you 6'6", you can run on people. I don't know if he's better than Drake May. So you saying game manager, how? He can run, he can throw. I mean, ain't like he's throwing a whole bunch of all pros over there. Yeah. I love Stephon Diggs, but they didn't even feature Stephon Diggs like that, like they should have. He had 1,000 yards, he could have had more if they'd have featured him. So who he really, what are you managing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you managing?
Preach, Shady, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Saying it like it is, the only thing I disagree with is I do think Drake May is more talented than Cam Newton. Cam Newton was bigger. He could run people over. Yep. That's the only thing he has over Drake May, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Everything else, but Drake May is a better athlete, a better passer, accurate, all of it.
I mean, you're starting to see all these former players that have gone into the media chirping back at Cam.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of fun. It's like, oh, yeah.
He brought a lot of smoke on himself when he decided to be in that lane.
But now that the season's over and the Patriots are, I think people have had more time to watch Drake May perform after the Cam Newton comments, and they're kind of like, what are you talking about?
When you label Drake May a game manager, despite the fact that he's maybe the best deep ball passer in the NFL, those don't go together.
Andy, when's the last time a game manager had 4,370 yards passing and over 30 touchdowns?
Well, I think you could even argue that. Like, you can find examples, I think, of that.
Maybe Drew Brees.
But not lead the league in, like, yards per attempt and, oh, by the way, also rush for 400-plus yards and another four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a game manager.
And a game manager is someone you win maybe in spite of sometimes.
Right.
You never win because of them. How many
games
have they won because of Drake May?
Absolutely. And game managers rarely have the plays, the visual plays. Remember the rollout in Buffalo, throwing deep down to game managers don't have
have the athleticism.
No.
Right.
Their highlight films are kind of boring.
That's the best example I think you can give. So the discussion, I'm going to hijack your segment here.
The discussion
you guys were having on the way in, I was really enthralled by it. So good job. But I think I might have found one example that you can say the word failure to describe a season, even though the regular season was a huge success. And I think you can guess.
I have it in mind.
So I think the word failure is appropriately used in one instance for one team in particular. And I'll let Fitzy, since Andy seems befuddled.
Well, I have an answer, but I'm not sure it's the
answer.
Can you
guess?
Go ahead,
what?
Fitzy.
It's February 2008 in Glendale, Arizona.
There you go, bud.
That was my answer, too.
That's it.
It wasn't all.
Yeah, it was my answer.
That was the 2007 undefeated season. Do we look at that? Can you say failure?
Absolutely. That's the greatest example in sports history.
And it still sickens me and gives me nightmares to think that a team that went 18-0, they finished with the second best record in the history of the league, and they are looked upon as a failure.
But not even just the league. I think they were going to be anointed the greatest team in all of sports ever. The greatest team of all time. And now they're just like
it'd make that 04 team like, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's it actually worked out well for you.
I don't, please. Why don't you try the field goal? Why the zero blitz? I mean, yeah, Steve Smith on third and 12. I just can't even.
I always say that. That was supposed to be a coronation in the desert.
Asante Samuel. I don't care. Asante Samuel could gift me $10 million. I will still MF him.
So, since you hijacked the segment, Ted, let's go with it. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, does it change the way you feel about this team this season? What has been accomplished? Are they, as Stiz brought up, sort of victims of their own success? Are they so good, 14 wins, 2 seed playing at home, that you can't lose? You lose. It undercuts a lot of what you've done.
Yeah, it does to some degree, yeah. Yeah, and I think part of it is the, you know, depends on the kind of how the game plays out. Of course, style points would matter, but I think so. I do, guys. I'm sorry. It's just the things they were able to accomplish, you can say, you know, it's a flukish thing, but it's not. They've been consistently dominating this whole season. So to get bounced in the first round against a team, I know this is closely matched, and Fitzy, you're right in saying it's kind of you could make an argument for both teams to win. I still think the Patriots.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's at home. A West Coast team is going to the East Coast in the cold, which is always, to me, a factor. You should win this game. And so if they lose this game, to me, it will be hugely disappointing and almost a failure. Almost a failure.
So is that Ted Johnson 2025, who's been doing radio for 20 years talking? And is there any player left inside of you that wants to tell you that was a dumb thing to say?
Nope.
Like, would the player say, wait, you're going to tell me I'm a failure because we lost this one game?
And you have to understand, a lot of what my commentary is based on how I feel as a player.
Yep.
And the players would see this as a failed season based on what they were able to accomplish. Because, look, it's great that you're here. Now, you know, the real work starts, kind of thing. And so they'll see themselves as a failed season if they don't win this game.
I still say, as far as 7 seeds go against 2 seeds, and for the fool's gold middle of the mall crowd that says the schedule allowed them to be what they are today, like, this is about as you should win, yes, but this is about as tough a matchup as you're going to see in a 2-7. And I think with the talent Herbert has, and they have playmakers on both sides of the ball that can disrupt the game, and a coach as tough and as smart as Jim Harbaugh, I just can't see a walkover. I can't see the reverse curb stomping and payback for what happened last year. This is a sneaky good playoff rivalry, by the way. 06, 07, 18. The Patriots have been holding it over the Chargers for a while, Andy.
Let me give you a scenario in which maybe you'll feel differently if the Patriots lose. Say the Chargers just possess the ball.
Mm-hmm. 37 minutes to 23, and it's where the fans are just freaking out.
And they have, I don't know, 35 carries for an average of 3.5, and they possess the ball, and they win by 3 points something. And they only lose by 3 points. Mm-hmm. Will you be disappointed? Would you see it as a bigger disappointment than if they lost 3 points in a shootout?
I think I'd be more disappointed if the Patriots spit the bit and don't get beat by a Chargers team that brings a better game, but hand them the loss, a la Raiders and Steelers.
I guess my point is if the Chargers are able to just possess the ball, which they are, I think, second in the league in time of possession.
You're saying play keep away. Okay.
Okay. But they run on you, and the run defense has been the Achilles heel all season long. You couldn't game plan. You got Milton Williams back, and you lose in a squeaker because of something that you couldn't fix all season long. That's been your bugaboo. And it was the ultimate thing that got you knocked out. That would, to me, seem like a failure. You couldn't figure out your run defense for the last part of this season, not the whole season, but the last part. You couldn't get better at it in a team that's not known for running the football. That would, to me, would be disappointing and almost like a failure.
Yeah, and especially
and a dome team coming to the East Coast, it's going to be 25 degrees out there. We know the history of that. If people don't know, teams suck.
Yep,
for playing in cold weather that are used to playing at home in warm.
All Chargers have no fan base and no home field advantage, though.
Your head coach is Mike Vrabel, and the whole idea was you were going to set a certain tone and style, right? And if that game plays out and they run the ball 35 times down your throat,
that's
hard to feel good about that.
The culture is a physical, tough,
correct,
violence,
right? And violence, all those
that's
things.
That's all that, Andy.
And
thank
they
you,
do
yes.
that, and they're pushing piles instead of you pushing piles.
Yes.
Yeah, that won't feel good. That'll be a sad Sunday night here on the Six Rings postgame show with Fitzy and Hart. Up next here on WEEI, our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. And boy, do we have a lot to ask him about the coaching carousel, Tom Brady and all these media guys being involved. And oh, maybe is Drake May going to be the MVP? That's next with Schefter here on WEEI.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.